好，我们也借着这个机会跟大家报告几个好消息。
And also, we want to announce some good news.
这是昨天在瑞士苏黎世发生的一场洗礼。
This is a baptized event in Zurich, Switzerland, yesterday.
这个受洗的姊妹，可能我们当中绝大部分的弟兄姐妹都没有见过。
I think most of us do not know this sister who's been baptized.
我也是只是在网上见过她，没见过她本人。
And I only met her online, I've never met her in person.
但是她的信主跟我们教会所办的网络幸福小组有直接的关系。
But her being baptized and become one of the believers has very close relationship with our church's happiness events.
整整一年以前，就是去年的复活节那一天。
About a year ago, which is last year's Easter.
是我们幸福小组 3.0 的最后一次聚会。
Which was the last gathering for our happiness group 3.0.
那就是在 3.0 最后一次的聚会上，这位姊妹叫蔡整莹啊，决志相信耶稣的。
And it was on that day, the sister whose name is 整莹蔡 and she decided he wanted to follow Jesus.
过后我们就帮助她在苏黎世当地找到了这个活泉教会。
After that, with our help, we find this by stream of water church in Zurich, Switzerland for her.
她在他们当中聚会已经快一年的时间了。
And she has been attending church regularly for about a year.
昨天在他们教会接受了洗礼。
And yesterday she was baptized.
那这也是昨天发生的事情啊，这是在中国大陆四川成都发生的一场的洗礼。
And this also was a baptized event which happened in China, Sichuan province, Chengdu city.
不戴口罩的这三个姊妹是受洗的，戴口罩的是参加洗礼的。
The three sisters who were not wearing masks were baptized, and the other two attended their baptized event.
中间这个姊妹哈，这是幸福小组 4.0 的时候信主的一位姊妹。
The sister in the middle, believe in Jesus during our happiness 4.0.
两边的这两位姊妹呢，是现在正在参加我们幸福小组 5.0 的姊妹。
And the two sisters on each side are entering or joining us for happiness 5.0 right now.
所以我们很感恩啊，借着我们教会在网络上传福音的服事，能够让中国大陆的、欧洲的一起来听到福音，一起来蒙受这福音的恩典。
So we are very grateful that through our church and our happiness events, that people not only in China, mainland China and Europe and all over the world can hear the news.
到下周，我们的 5.0 的幸福小组就结束了。
By the end of next week, happiness 5.0 will be finished.
那从4月30号那个周末，我们就开始新的一期的洗礼班。
From April the 30th, that weekend, we are going to have a new class preparing people to be baptized.
那这一次啊，不光是我们本地的，也包括外地的一批的弟兄姐妹已经预备好了啊，要来参加这个洗礼班，接受后面的洗礼。
And not only local people, but also people from other areas are already prepared to join the class and to learn more.
这是我们星期五的时候，弟兄姐妹走上这个我们的附近的十字路口，为耶稣基督来举牌，用这种方式来纪念耶稣基督的受难。
This picture shows this past Friday, our sisters and brothers went out to our neighborhood at intersections. They actually lifting up the holy name of Jesus on Good Friday.
四年前，2019年的这个时候，多少人在我们当中？先举一下手。2019年。
How many people are among us about 4 years ago, which is 2019?
2019的时候，大家还记不记得啊？就是。复活节之前，我们挨门挨户的到我们这个社区去敲门，邀请他们来参加我们的复活节的聚会。
In the year 2019, do you still remember that we go out to the nearby community and we knock on people's doors and invite them to come and join our Easter event?
这一次可以说是四年以后的我们从头再来。
This is after 4 years and we start all over again.
借着复活节的这个好机会啊。我们向这个社区来做见证， 邀请社区里面的人来一起来庆祝复活节。
At the time of Easter, we go into our community and we invite our neighbors in our community to come and join us.
感谢主啊，借着我们的教会，神的工作在不断的展开，持续的展开，让人能够重生得救，在耶稣基督的福音里面得到上帝的赐福。
Praise the Lord that through our church and His work is broadened and continued.
让我们一起来低头献上感恩赞美的祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
天上的父，谢谢你把人生最大的福气，就是重生得救的福气，赐给凡相信的人。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you gave the best blessing, which is a resurrection to our people.
接着我们相信耶稣基督的死、埋葬和复活，让我们里面有一个重生的生命。
Through Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, we have a new life inside of us.
让我们的盼望是活泼的，让我们的盼望是可以穿透死亡的。
So we have a lively hope that can penetrate death.
让我们今天自己蒙受这个恩典的时候，也能够为主做见证，这是何等大的恩典。
Today, when we are blessed, we can also share the witness for our Lord.
谢谢你在过去这几年当中一直在带领着我们。
Thank you for leading us during the past several years.
也感恩你能够使用我们这些不配的人，成为你手中的器皿，成为别人信耶稣基督的帮助。
We're very grateful that you can use us, such sinners, that we can be the tool of yours, and we can help others to believe in you.
不管是我们身边的还是在远方的，当他们重生得救信耶稣的时候，我们是何等的欢喜快乐。
No matter the people we brought to you are nearby or far away from us, we are so happy and joyful when they believe in you.
谢谢你把这种属天的喜乐借着我们参与你的圣工而分享给我们。
Thank you for sharing this kind of happiness that's from heaven by our work.
也求你继续的赐福我们的教会，在我们的当中不断的兴起收割庄稼的工人来。
Please continue bless our church and have more co-workers rise up from our church.
让我们用这样的持续不断的服事来迎候，来等待主耶稣基督的再来。
So we can wait for your come once again by this hard work.
请你赐福我们当中的成年人和孩子们、年轻人，让我们都能够同心一致的在你的福音上面一起来站立，为主的名做美好的见证。
Please bless the adults, the children, and everyone among us, so we can all stand up and share your witness.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Today we come here to celebrate Jesus' resurrection.
所以我们把马可福音的最后一段挪过来啊，我们今天一起来思考马可福音的最后一段的信息。
So today we are going to think again on Mark, the last part of Mark.
人生经历失败、挫折，暂时令人失望的事情发生，是每个人都躲不过的。
Nobody can hide away from failure, make mistakes.
有些人可能在很年轻的时候啊，学业上的失利啊，考大学啊，考研究生啊，没有考到自己中意的那个学校。
Some people may encounter this kind of difficulties when pursuing academic goals. Maybe they didn't get admitted by the college they really wanted to.
那有些人的经历可能是来的比较晚一些啊，是在他工作的时候，事业上遇到的挫败。创业的时候遇到了一些的打击。
Other people may experience this kind of obstacles later, in the later part of their life. Maybe they have met some difficulties in their career, or when they try to start a business, something bad happened.
贯穿我们整个的人生，我们可能都会经历一些人际关系上的一些的挫折。
And all through our life, we sooner or later would encounter.Frustrations about relationship with other people.
朋友的关系，同学的关系，家庭的关系，甚至夫妻的关系，都会遇到一些的难处和挫败。
the relationship between your family members, your coworkers, your colleagues may all be sometimes very hard.
也包括我们在教会进入到教会之后，在跟随主的过程当中，我们的服事的过程当中，也会遇到一些的失败和低沉低落的时候。
And even when we enter church, when we serve the Lord, we co-work with other people, there will be ups and downs.
当遇到这些的失败挫折之后，我们怎么能够再从头再来呢？
When this kind of things happened, how can we start all over again?
1989年64的时候，有一个当时在中国大陆很知名的一个歌手叫崔健，他特地到广场去慰问学生的时候唱了一首歌。
In the year 1989, June the 4th, there is a very famous singer in mainland China. His name is Cui Jian, and he went to Tiananmen Square to visit the students.
他面对这一批绝食抗争的这些的学生，就唱了一首歌，这首歌的名字就叫《从头再来》。
And in facing the students who try to contest the government by not eating, he sang a song which name is Start All Over Again.
我想这些 fasting, 这些禁食的这些的学生听到这首的诗歌应该是很受鼓励啊，面对这个很多的失望，面对这个政府的不作为啊，他们抗争好像也没有什么结果的时候啊，从头再来啊，人生可以重新开始。像这样的口号，这样的诗歌，会对人有一种激励的作用。
I think at that time for the young people, who's facing the government's not doing what they're supposed to do, and not seeing even they fast for so many days, but don't see any result or hope, this song would really encourage them and have some faith and energy within them.
那中国有另外一个歌手叫刘欢啊，可能很多人知道啊，唱那个08年奥运会主题歌的那位男歌手叫刘欢。
There's also another very famous male singer. His name is Liu Huan from mainland China, and he sang a famous song for the 2008 Olympic openings in Beijing.
他也唱过一首歌，同样的标题叫《从头再来》，但是不同的歌。
He also has sung a song which name is Start All Over Again, but is different from Cui Jian's song.
那这首歌在奥运会之前，同样是08年，在汶川大地震当中成为很多人的帮助和鼓励。
So before the year 2008, during the earthquake in Sichuan province, Wenchuan City, this song also encouraged a lot of people.
面对这个家园被毁坏，那很多的那些学生、小学生，那个地震当中丧生，那种的悲痛、那种的苦难的时候，这首诗歌可以鼓励安慰许多的人。
Facing the devastating, destroyed homeland and everything, this song can really encourage people.
所以我们今天要问了，我们信耶稣基督的人的从头再来，跟这些励志歌曲励志的故事有什么不一样呢？
So now the question is, for people like us who are believers and followers of Jesus Christ, the song Start All Over Again, what's the difference between the songs and our Start All Over Again?
这是最后这一段马可福音要回答的问题。
This is a question that the later part of Mark is going to answer.
在耶稣基督里面的从头再来到底有什么不一样？
What is the difference of the start all over again in Jesus Christ?
我们先看看这一段的经文讲了三件事情。第一件事情是耶稣基督的死的时候谁看见了，第二件事情就是在耶稣基督死了以后被埋葬的时候见证人是谁，第三件事情就向我们记载了谁看到了耶稣基督的复活。
So during these passages, it told us three things. The first thing is who witnessed the death of Jesus. Second thing is who witnessed the burial of Jesus. The third thing is who witnessed the revisit of Jesus.
耶稣基督的死、埋葬和复活，就是要回答如何人能够在耶稣基督里面重新开始。
The death and burial and resurrection of Jesus.is to answer that how can we to have a new life in Jesus Christ?
包括这个从加利利开始就开始跟随耶稣基督的这一批的门徒，当他第一次走过这个从加利利到耶路撒冷的路程的过程当中，他们经历了失败，经历了一次一次的这个离开主的这个经历之后，他们怎么能够重新再来？
Including the disciples who followed Jesus Christ from Galilee all the way, they experienced all kinds of difficulties and failures. How can they start all over again with in Jesus Christ?
所以我们先看看哈，这个谁都谁看到耶稣基督的死了呢？
Let's see first, who has witnessed the death of Jesus?
这里还有一些妇女远远的观看哈，内中有这里讲了三个人的名字，三个女人的名字啊。内中有抹大拉的玛利亚，又有小雅各和约西的母亲玛利亚，并有萨罗米，就是耶稣在加利利的时候跟随他服侍他的那些人，还有同耶稣上耶路撒冷的好些妇女在那里观看。
So some women were watching from a distance, and then there are three women it mentioned here.Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the younger, and of Joseph, and Salome. In Galilee, these women had followed him and cared for his needs. Many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem were also there.
在马可福音当中提到妇女，这不是第一次了。
This is not the first time that women were mentioned in Mark.
但是提到妇女又记了他们的名字却是第一次哦。
But it is the first time when it mentioned the word woman, but and also mentioned their names.
在这之前提到妇女的时候都没有提到他们的名字。
And before, when it mentioned women, there's no names mentioned.
包括那个很有名的那个穷寡妇哈，耶稣很夸赞她在那个圣殿里面去奉献两个小钱的那个穷寡妇，没有提到她的名字叫什么。
Including that famous widow,that Jesus praised her. They only mentioned the widow, but there's no name mentioned.
包括那个用香膏来膏耶稣的姊妹，那其实大家都知道她是谁啊。但是在马可记载的时候，他却故意的没有记她的名字。
And also include that a woman who we all know who she is, but in Mark, he didn't record her name, who anointed Jesus with spices.
直到这个时候要记载说谁是耶稣基督的死的见证人的时候，特别的把妇女的名字记载在这里。
Until now, when Mark is about to write down who witnessed the death of Jesus Christ, Mark wrote down their names.
而且不光是提到他一次哦。
And not only once.
抹大拉的玛利亚提了三次。
Mary Magdalene has been mentioned three times.
耶稣死的时候他在十字架底下。
When Jesus died, she was under the cross.
耶稣埋葬的时候，他特地跟到那个地方，亲眼看到耶稣所埋的那个坟墓。
When Jesus was buried, she followed the people and she saw with her own eyes that the tomb which was Jesus was buried in.
同样的，抹大拉玛利亚到了七日的第一日清晨，耶稣复活的那个早晨，是他出来去到坟墓那里去，要重新安葬耶稣。
And the same Mary Magdalene, after 3 days in the morning, and she went to the tomb and she wanted to rebury Jesus.
同样的，雅各约西的母亲玛利亚啊，这个雅各应该是那个门徒当中的小雅各啊，他的这个母亲玛利亚也是提了三次啊，跟这个抹大拉的玛利亚同时出现在耶稣的死、埋葬和复活的现场。
And also Mary, the mother of James the younger.This James is the disciple James, the younger one, and she's also the mother of Joseph, and she also been mentioned three times, and she did the same thing as Mary Magdalene.
那在耶稣的死和复活的时候，萨罗米被提到两次。
And during the death and resurrection of Jesus, Salome has been mentioned twice.
这是很不通常的事情，因为当时的那个年代，根据他们的文化。女人的见证是怎样不被人这个信得过的。
And this is in Europe because during that time, women's witness is not taken serious of.
但这正是当时实际发生的事情，你就知道哈，福音书的作者是很忠实的记载历史上所发生的事情。
But this is exactly what happened, and the authors of the Gospels wrote down everything according to what happened in history.
不仅这三个记了名字的姊妹，还包括一批从加利利来的妇女。
And not only these three women whose name were recorded, and there are also a lot of women that came all the way from Galilee.
耶稣的死还有谁来做见证？比拉多要来出来做见证的。
Who else witnessed the death of Jesus? Pilate also witnessed.
要为他埋葬的约瑟出来要求耶稣的尸体的时候，比拉多觉得很奇怪。
So when Joseph, who wanted to bury Jesus, came and requested for Jesus' body, Pilate was surprised.
因为通常钉十字架没有这么快，人就会断气，就会死的。
Because surely, when being nailed on the cross, a person not die this quickly.
所以比拉多一开始是不是很相信耶稣这时候真的死了？
So at the beginning, Pilate did not believe that Jesus Christ actually died.
所以他就把那个执行亲自执行耶稣基督钉十字架处死他的百夫长叫来。
So he called off the centurion who operated Jesus.
百夫长在耶稣基督受死的那个现场，而且他是职业的执行死刑的那个执行者。
That centurion was at scene and he is a professional.
因为马上就要到安息日了啊，其实旁边那个来两个强盗没有真正的断气啊，是通过把他们的腿打断以后，那两个强盗才断了气的。
Because it's about a Sabbath day, and the two thieves by Jesus' sides, they didn't die at that moment very quickly. And people actually beaten them and broken their leg bones, and that's how they died.
当罗马丁丁来到这个耶稣的跟前要打断他的腿的时候，发觉这个时候耶稣已经断气。
When the Roman soldiers came over and tried to broke Jesus' leg, they realized that he's already dead.
为了验证这件事情，他们特地用枪插入了耶稣的肋旁，他的血和水一起流出来，证明他那个时候已经死了。
In order to make sure, they poked him.And then through his body, and then water and blood came out, and they were sure Jesus was dead.
这件事情很重要。
This is very important.
所以马可在这记载的时候，不光记了妇女们的见证，而且特地把比拉多的见证和百夫长的见证记载在这里。
Therefore, when Mark wrote this part, he not only wrote down the women's names, he also wrote down the witness of Pilate and the centurion.
而且特地把这些人的名字放在那里，这些人在写马可福音的时候，他们还健在啊，人们可以去问他们，可以去从他们的嘴中知道他们当时所看见、所见证的到底是什么。
When Mark was wrote, these people were still alive, so people can actually go to them and ask if it actually happened, and they are real witnesses for the event.
要想证明耶稣基督死而复活的福音。第一件事情就要向世界宣告，耶稣当时真的死了。
In order to testify, the first thing to do is to show the world that Jesus actually did die.
那谁又是耶稣基督埋葬的见证人呢？
Then who witnessed the death of Jesus?
这是大家没有想到的哈，会有这样一个人当时站出来。而到了晚上，因为这是预备日，就是安息日的前一日，有亚利马太的约瑟前来。他是尊贵的义士，也是等候神国的。他放胆进去见比拉多，求耶稣的身体。
This is a surprise that such a person stand out. It was preparation day, that is the day before Sabbath. So as evening approached, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent member of the council, who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body.
在马可福音里面记载了另外一个人的去世，就是施洗约翰。
Mark also recorded another person pass away, which is John the Baptist.
当施洗约翰被杀的时候，是施洗约翰的门徒出来替他收了尸体，然后为他埋葬。
When John was killed, it was his disciples who came and helped gathered his body and buried him.
但这个时候耶稣死的时候，不是他的门徒出来，而是一个在马可福音里面从来没有出现的人。当然我们对照这个 约翰福音就知道他以前是暗暗的跟耶稣做耶稣门徒的这样一个约瑟。
But when Jesus died, none of his disciples came out. But someone named Joseph, who almost has never appeared in the Bible, came and helped, asked for his body. And compared to John, we realize that this Joseph before secretly followed Jesus.
那在安葬的过程当中，这个抹大拉的玛利亚和这个另外一位玛利亚一直跟着，直到看清楚耶稣到底是安放在哪一个坟墓当中。
During the process, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph follow this group of people all the way, and they want to make sure to know which tomb exactly they buried Jesus.
特别记载这两位玛利亚都看见安放他的地方，这一点是非常重要。
And it's also very important, it recorded that both Mary saw where he was laid, and this is very important.
这说明他们到了七日的第一日早晨，耶稣复活的时候，他们没有找错地方啊，因为星期五晚上是他们亲眼看到耶稣所安放的那个坟墓。
This in turn tells us, first day after 7 days, they went to look for Jesus. They didn't go to the wrong place because they were the people who saw where he was buried.
好，我们再看看复活啊，复活的见证人是谁？
Now let's see who witnessed the resurrection of Jesus.
过了安息日，抹大拉的玛利亚和雅各的母亲玛利亚并萨罗米，还是这三位姊妹，买了香膏要去膏耶稣的身体。
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body.
当他们看到这个坟墓的石头被挪开的时候，那石头原来很大，他们抬头一看，却见石头已经滚开了。他们进了坟墓，看见一个少年人坐在右边，穿着白袍，就甚惊恐。
But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed.
所以谁是耶稣基督复活的第一批的见证人呢？
So who are the first people witness Jesus' resurrection?
还不是这几个妇女啊，他们这个时候还没有真正看到死而复活的耶稣。
It's not these people, the women, because they haven't really seen the resurrected Jesus yet.
但是他们是第一批听到耶稣基督复活的消息的人。
But they were the first people who heard the news.Of Jesus' resurrection.
第一批真正看到耶稣从死里复活的是这少年人，是天使。
The first person who saw Jesus' resurrection is this young man, the angel.
然后之后呢，就不断的耶稣基督复活的耶稣基督向人去显现。
And after that, the resurrected Jesus continued to appear and show himself in front of people.
在跟随他的人当中，第一个真正亲眼看到复活的耶稣基督的，就是这个抹大拉的玛利亚。
Among his followers, the first people saw the resurrected Jesus is Mary Magdalene.
然后那一批妇女在往回跑要去找门徒的路上，第二次耶稣基督向人显现。
And when the women were running back.And to try to find the disciples, that's the second time Jesus appeared in front of people.
两个门徒在那个复活的当天离开耶路撒冷走向以马忤斯的路上，复活的耶稣基督再次向他们显现。
The two disciples, when they left Jerusalem, and then the resurrected Jesus on the way and showed himself in front of them.
当这两个门徒从以马忤斯当夜赶回到耶路撒冷的时候，又听到门徒说：“哦，主已经向彼得显现过了。”
And when the two disciples came back that night, and they heard that from other disciples saying that Jesus has already shown himself in front of Peter.
正在说话期间，耶稣复活的耶稣再次向他们显现，当夜向在场的至少十个门徒向他们显现。
And when they were talking about this, the resurrected Jesus showed himself in front of at least 10 disciples.
这一次我们知道有一个门徒不在场，就是多马。
This time, we know that one disciple is not at present. He was Thomas.
然而到下一个啊，这个七日的第一日的时候，多马在场的时候，耶稣又向这十一个门徒一起显现。
During the first day of the 7 days, Thomas was there, and then Jesus showed himself again among his disciples.
为什么我们今天能够很有把握的知道耶稣已经复活了呢？
How we are so sure today that Jesus actually is resurrected?
就是因为有人看见了，有见证人亲眼看见了耶稣基督的复活，又记载下来，又告诉我们。
It is because there are people who witnessed this and they wrote it down in the Bible.
最多的一次，500个人同时看见复活的耶稣。
There's once up to 500 people they saw the resurrected Jesus.
所以这就是。门徒以及今天我们的人从各样的失败挫折当中能够重新站起来的基础，耶稣基督的死，耶稣的埋葬，耶稣的复活。
So this is the foundation of us that we can stand up again, start all over again from our failure, and that is Jesus' death, his burial, and his resurrection.
我们能够在各样的挫折失败当中重新站起来的那个能力不是出于我们的意志。
The ability for us to be able to stand up from our failure is not from our strong will.
不是出于我们情感上的一个决定。
It's not come from our decision.
也不光光是说我们思想上发生转变了，我们要从头再来，重新开始。我要从过往的这个失败当中要走出来，要大干一场，不是这种的概念。
It's not because we change our way of thinking that we have decided we are going to learn from what we have done before and to start all over again.
人必须在耶稣基督的死、埋葬、复活的福音当中重生。人若不重生，就没有在基督里面这种意义当中的从头再来。
We must reborn through Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. Without this, we cannot.Relive.
人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
If we are not reborn, then we cannot enter God's kingdom.
人若不重生，就没有办法在耶稣基督里面有一个新造的人的开始。
If we are not reborn, then we cannot have a newly made man inside of Jesus.
这种靠着意志、情感和理性的思维，这种的意念当中的这种的改进改良，是可以改变人生的一些的情况。
By changing our way of thought, and by changing our logic, and by learning, we can change part of our life.
但直到我们在耶稣基督里重生了，有一个全新的生命，我们生命不同了以后，才能有真正意义的在耶稣基督里面的从头开始。
But not until that we really are reborn through Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, we are not going to have a new life.
马可福音在记载啊，第一次这些门徒跟随耶稣基督的时候，啊，我们一直在问这样一个问题啊，那在这个过程当中，到底谁是从始至终、从头到尾都能够向主忠心、不失败、跟随主的那个门徒？
So during the process of writing down this whole story, Mark has been asking, or we have been asking, who are the faithful disciples to the end?
是这十二个神亲自拣选的跟随耶稣基督的使徒吗？
Are they the 12 disciples who's been handpicked by Jesus?
还是这个勇敢地站出来为耶稣埋葬的这个约瑟呢？
Or the Joseph who courageously requested Jesus' body?
还是这些很勇敢的跟着耶稣到十字架底下，看着他的埋葬，又早早的起来，来到耶稣的坟墓前，从而经历了耶稣的复活的这些妇女们呢？
All the women who stood humbly beneath Jesus' cross and witnessed the whole process, and also went very early in the morning in front of his tomb.
第一个被排除的就是这十二个使徒。
It's definitely not the 12 disciples.
因为从耶稣基督进圣城之后，一直记载的就是这十二个使徒如何的失败。
Because from the day Jesus entered Jerusalem, the Bible has been recording the failures and mistakes that his disciples made.
当我们看到这三位姊妹的名字记在这里的时候，我们就会问彼得、雅各、约翰他们都跑哪里去了。
And when we see the three women's name written down here, we have to ask, where is Peter, John, and James?
当我们看到还有好些的妇女一直跟到十字架底下的时候，我们说还有好多其他的使徒，那十二个人都跑去哪里了？
And when we see here, it says, and more women were following them. We can't help to ask, where are the rest of the disciples?
当我们读到说这个。亚利马太的约瑟站出来这么勇敢的去为耶稣去安葬的时候，我们就会问说，那些一直跟着耶稣基督的，耶稣基督所爱所栽培的那些门徒又在哪里？
So when we read here, it says Joseph of Arimathea boldly requested Jesus' body from Pilate. We can't help to ask, where are the disciples whom Jesus has been teaching so patiently?
马可特地记载这样一句话，就是这些妇女在七日的第一日早晨带着东西去为耶稣重新安葬，走在路上的时候，他们彼此在问一件事情，谁给我们把石头从坟墓的门口来滚开呢？
And Mark also write down this detail. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, who will roll the stone away from the entrance?Of the tomb.
这个问题一出来，我们不能不想到说，如果这十二个使徒哪怕不是全在这里，两三个男人，身强力壮的男人在这里的话，他们也不会问这样的问题。
When we read here, we can't help to think that maybe not all the disciples, but maybe one or two disciples, because they are strong men, if they were there, then the women won't ask this question.
所以不光是耶稣基督被抓被审的时候，彼得三次的否认。
So not only when Jesus was captured that Peter denied Jesus three times.
不光是彼得、约翰、雅各在耶稣基督克西马林园里那样迫切祷告的时候，而且要求他们、请求他们跟他一起祷告的时候，他们都睡着了。
Not only the three disciples when Jesus was praying before he was arrested very hardly, he requested them.To pray together with him, instead they fell asleep.
每一个使徒在这个过程当中都没有忠心向主，坚持到最后。
None of the disciples at this moment continued following Jesus to the end.
那是不是约瑟呢？约瑟在这个过程当中，他成了一个唯一的忠心的男性的门徒呢
？How about Joseph? Is he the only faithful disciple?
那大家知道就。之前都没有交代这个人，对照这个约翰福音，我们知道他以前是因为害怕而暗暗的做主门徒。
So, we know comparing in John, Joseph, because of his scared, so he secretly followed Jesus.
他在跟随主的过程当中，他有他以前的失败和不堪的经历。
He has his past, when he followed Jesus.
那这群妇女呢，是不是唯一剩下来的哈？这个男性的门徒都失败了，但是他们从十字架到坟墓到空坟墓，一直跟着耶稣呢
？Now the male disciples all failed. How about these women disciples? Are they the ones who followed Jesus all the way till the end?
但这里出现了第八节哈，他们就是指这些妇女哈，就出来从坟墓那里逃跑。又发抖又惊奇，什么也不告诉人，因为他们害怕。
Now let's look at Mark 16, verse 8. Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid.
什么也不告诉人，因为前面天使刚刚跟这些妇女说，你们去告诉我的门徒们，告诉他们，我要在加利利与他们相遇。
Here it says they said nothing to anyone, but right before this, the angel told them that go and tell people that Jesus will meet them in Galilee.
当然 ，eventually 最后他是这些妇女是传递了这些信息，告诉了门徒。但是在这里哈，马可福音到十六章第八节的时候，绝大部分的版本就停在这里，马可福音就结束了。
Eventually, these women did went and tell people about Jesus' resurrection. But here in Mark it ended at chapter 6, verse 8.
所以马可福音最早的版本是结束在马可福音16章第8节。
The earliest version of Mark ended at Mark 16, verse 8.
那为什么会今天我们读到的时候会读到马可福音16章9节到20节的经文呢？
Then why we are, when we read Bible today, we can read Mark 16, verse 9 to the end.
就是许多人读到这里的时候就觉得说，诶，马可福音不应该结束在这里啊。
That's because many people, when they read Mark, they think like Mark should not stop at here.
所以后来就有人补写了天上在比较晚的版本里面有第九节到第二十节的经文。
So in the later version of Mark, people added verse 9 to verse 20.
把以马忤斯路上发生的事情也加进来了。
They added the details of what happened on the way.
把耶稣基督发布大使命的经文也加进来了。
And they added the part that Jesus announced.
其他三本福音书结尾的时候都有耶稣基督发布大使命啊，到马可福音怎么可能没有呢？所以他们把它加上去。
Because the other three gospels all have this part, so people added it to Mark.
那耶稣基督死而复活以后，他有一个升天呢，所以把升天的经历也记载在马可福音的最后那一段。
And after his resurrection, he went to heaven, so that part is also added to Mark.
但是你无论是从这个语言的用词各样的分析，你都会发觉哈，马可福音十六章九到二十节的经文应该不是原始的马可福音的那一部分。
But after closely analyzed the wordings that used in verse 9 to 20, people realize it's not the original writers.
就是后面的人读到第八节的时候觉得太突然了。为什么会停在这里？他们没有读懂马可作为马可福音的作者，他们当初所要让人明白的那个道理。
So in a word, the people when they read Mark, they do not understand why Mark stopped here at verse 8.
马可当然知道后面发生的事情。By the way, 后面所记载的事情都有从其他的福音书当中得到印证哈，那些记得都是事实发生的哈。但应该不是原始的马可福音的全书的一部分。
And we can find, compare the other gospel books. We can find similar contents of what's been written from verse 9 to 20 in Mark. But it is not what Mark wrote initially.
马可写到第八节的时候就停在这里，就是要让大家明白一个道理：在第一次，无论是门徒，无论是约瑟，无论是这些妇女从加利利跟他到耶路撒冷这个过程，第一次的时候，他们没有一个人最终能够成为忠心跟随主的门徒，每一个人都失败。
So the purpose of Mark to stop here is to let people know that all Jesus' disciples, they followed Jesus all the way from to Jerusalem. None of them succeeded. They all failed.
马可当然知道这些妇女后来去传话给十二个门徒，让他们知道发生的事情。
Mark also knows that the women eventually did deliver the message to the disciples, and they know what happened.
马可当然知道这些妇女，包括那十二个门徒，最后都能够站立起来，为主的名做美好的见证。
And Mark, of course, he knows that all the women, including his Jesus' disciples, eventually stand up and testified for Jesus.
但是他故意停在这里，是向每一个读到马可福音读到这里的人提出一个很挑战性的问题。
But he purposely stopped here at verse 8, is that he wants to challenge everybody who's reading Mark.
十二个使徒没有忠心到底。
The 12 disciples didn't follow Jesus to the end.
约瑟这个时候很勇敢，但是他过往有他软弱的经历。
Joseph showed his courage at this time, but in the past he had his weaknesses.
连在我们看来已经很勇敢、很出色、很爱主到底的这些的妇女也是不敢讲话啊，浑身发抖，然后害怕的逃走。
Even the women, we think that they are very faithful. They follow Jesus all the way. They trembling and bewildered, and they fled from the tomb.
读到这里是向每一个读者提出一个挑战，谁能够忠心向主呢？
So when we read here, the challenge is for us to think, who is the real faithful person?
如果每一个人的失败，每一个人在跟随主的过程当中都有这种失败的经历， 那我们的盼望又在哪里呢？
If everyone, every follower has the experience, this kind of failure experience, then where is our hope?
当我们经历这种失败、挫折、跌倒、软弱之后，我们又如何能够重新站立起来呢？
When we experience the failure, when we fell, when we were very frustrated, how can we stand up again?
答案就在耶稣基督的死、埋葬和复活所带来的那个福音里面。
The answer sits in Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection.
耶稣基督那个福音的恩典当中有这种的力量，可以使我们的信心重建，可以使我们的力量重建，可以使我们的生命在耶稣基督里面得到重生。
The blessing of his resurrection gave us power, gave us encouragement, and make us reborn.
这个重建的恩典已经在这个天使所传递这个话语当中已经讲出来。
And that blessing has been told us through the angel.
天使告诉妇女说，你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得，这是重复的话，对不对？彼得就是门徒嘛，为什么说告诉他的门徒还要加上一个彼得呢？
And here the angel says, go tell his disciples and Peter. We know Peter is already Jesus' disciple. Then why here says disciples and Peter?
在这里就是强调说、啊、虽然这些门徒有软弱、有跌倒、有失败，但上帝没有放弃他们。特别是那个彼得、啊、他自己、啊、三次否认主以后，他就哭着就离开了。但是复活的耶稣呢，特地提到说，这个信息一定要传递给那个曾经三次否认过我的那个彼得。
Here, to emphasize this, the purpose is even though the disciples had failures, they made mistakes, but through Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, he still loves his disciples, and especially Peter. Even though Peter has denied Jesus three times, at this time, he wants to emphasize that.
告诉他们做什么呢？他在你们以前往加利利去，在那里你们要见他，正如他从前所告诉你们。
What to tell them? But go tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you.
为什么在这里耶稣特别强调第一个信息啊？告诉门徒的第一个信息就是让他们回去加利利呢
？Why the first message Jesus told his disciples is to go back to Galilee.
因为加利利正是他们这次旅行的起点。
Because Galilee is the starting point of their journey.
在其他的福音书里面，我们知道哈，耶稣至少三次在他这个受洗之后，三次去了耶路撒冷。
From other gospels, we know that Jesus has been to Jerusalem at least three times.
但是马可福音就记了一次啊，所以这一趟的旅程就是从加利利开始。经过这个撒玛利亚，经过犹大地，最后就进入到圣城，进入到圣殿，然后在受难日他钉了十字架。
But in Mark, it only recorded once, which is starting from Galilee and all the way they went to Jerusalem.
所以实际上，主耶稣基督复活的主，借着天使所传递给门徒的信息，就是回到起点，从头再来。
So the resurrected Jesus through the angel delivered this message to his disciples that to go to where you started.
加利利的特别之处在哪里？
What's so special about Galilee?
耶稣基督第一次呼召他们的时候就是在加利利。
It is the first time when Jesus caught up to his disciples.
他们撇下渔船，撇下渔网，撇下父亲和故宫家里的仆人，跟随耶稣的时候就是在加利利。
They left their fishing net, their family, their brothers and fathers. And they followed Jesus, and everything started at Galilee.
他们打了一晚上的鱼都打不到鱼，然后耶稣早晨起来带他们再次撒网的时候，他们就打了很多的鱼。这就是在加利利。
So when they were trying to fish, but they worked very hard all night and didn't get anything, but Jesus led them, and they cast one net, and net is full of fish.This happened in Galilee.
所以他们回到加利利，这次啊，他们回到加利利，在等候耶稣的时候，真的又重新发生了一件这件事情。就是一晚上打不到鱼，第二天早晨耶稣向他们显现，告诉他们往哪边去撒网，结果就打了满满的一船的鱼。当初的事情又重新发生。
And this event happened again, right at Galilee, that his disciples were trying to catch fish. They worked hard all night and didn't get anything. The resurrected Jesus showed himself and showed the disciples where to cast their nets, and they got a net full of fish.
所以复活的主借着天使向门徒所传递的第一个信息就是说，你们的失败我都知道，我都看见，我都清楚，但是你们现在可以从头再来了。
So the resurrected Jesus through the mouth of the angel told his disciples that your failure, your mistakes, I know them all, but now you can go and start all over again.
我的恩典是够你们用的。
My mercy is enough for you.
现在我已经死而复活，我将要把圣灵赐下来，让我的生命成为你里面的生命，让你的生命在我的里面得以重生。如今你不光是能够愿望、愿意、心情、意念上面的决定，而且你生命会不一样。当你从生命在耶稣基督里面得到重生以后，你才能够得到那个能力从头再来。
Now I have resurrected, and through me you can have a new life.And only through me you can have this new life. It's not from your strong will, from the change of your mind.
所以耶稣给门徒的这个吩咐，让这些门徒重新回到加利利，重新开始的这个耶稣基督的从头再来，跟我们所听到的励志的故事，那些的很好听的歌曲，很鼓励人的信息，到底区别在哪里？
So what is the exact difference between the Lord's grace, which gives the disciples the strength to start all over again, and the nice stories we hear and the beautiful songs we hear?
就是在福音当中有恩典。
It is, there's grace in, the gospel.
主一直没有离开他所拣选的这些门徒。
Jesus never left his disciples.
他一直陪伴着他。
He's been with them all the time.
当他们有缺乏、有缺失、有需要的时候，他可以加给他们一切所需要的恩典和能力。
When they are lack, Jesus knows, and He gave all they need.
而且借着我们的重生、我们的相信，他能够内住到我们的里面，这是世人所没有。
And through our belief, our reborn, He can live in us. This is what the world cannot give.
从人的角度，这些人不是 blame 啊。把这个责任推给别人，他们失败了，推给别人，推给环境，推给自己的运气不好，他们是承认自己的失败，而且在上帝的面前认识到自己的罪，能够悔改。
From a human point of view, these people, they do not have excuses and say, because of this, because of who, because of the environment, circumstances that I failed. They admit their failure.
从门徒的角度来讲，他们之所以能够从头再来，是靠着主所加给他们的恩典。
And from the disciples' point of view, they can start all over again. It's because Jesus, the Lord, have blessings on them.
感谢主啊！他们第二轮的门徒的道路走得如何呢
？So, what's the end of the 12 disciples?
让他们从头再来，再重新走一遍，从加利利到耶路撒冷。从这个立志要跟随主，一直要跟随主，直到见主面的时候，发生了什么
？When they have decided to start all over again and decided to follow Jesus, what happened?
雅各成了第一个为主殉道的人。主后44年到45年左右的时间，就被希律王给杀死了。
So James became the first disciples who's died for Jesus. He's been killed by King Herod.
那个出卖他的人一起陪着他走向刑场，这是教会传统告诉我们的故事啊。被雅各的那种的平安、那种喜乐、那种面对死亡的没有惧怕而感动，他说：“我也要信耶稣。”
The person who betrayed James, when he accompanied James to walk to his cross, he was amazed by James' calmness and his fearless and his peace, and he announced that I want to follow Jesus.
结果他跟使徒雅各一起同一天殉道。
Also, he and James died for Jesus on the same day.
雅各的兄弟约翰是唯一在十二个使徒当中是这个最后是老死。
And James' brother John is the only disciple among the 12 that died of old age.
但他知识中心啊被流放啊做苦力，但是他一直坚持他的信仰。
He was sent away to far away rural areas and did a lot of harsh labor jobs, but he has been very faithful.
彼得后来去了罗马啊，他也是最终在罗马为主殉道。
And Peter went to Rome and he died there for Christ in Rome.
他的兄弟安德烈啊，是到了这个希腊那个区域去传福音，最后他也是被钉十字架而殉道。
And Peter's brother Andrew went to Greece, and eventually he was nailed to a cross and died for Christ.
多马也是很有名的哈，这个我们知道他最后是在印度传福音的时候，在印度殉道。
And Thomas is also famous for he went to India to spread the gospel, and he died there for Christ.
我们今天要去印度的北边，还能看到很古老的以多马为命名的教堂。
If we travel to northern India today, you can see ancient churches named after Thomas.
马太是在叙利亚地区，在那里传福音的时候为主殉道。
Matthew was killed when he was trying to spread the gospel in Syria.
另外这六个门徒毫无例外的啊，他们都是在传福音的过程当中为主殉道而死的。
And these six disciples all die for Christ in the process of spreading the gospel.
这个犹大不是那个出卖耶稣的犹大啊，在十二使徒当中有两个叫犹大。
This Judas is not the Judas who betrayed Jesus.
这个马提亚就是代替这个犹大的那个第十二个的使徒。
This the number 12, Matthias is the one that replaced the Judas who betrayed Jesus.
这是我们看到的啊，在耶稣基督的恩典当中，当我们在耶稣基督的福音当中重生之后，我们的从头再来不再是改进改良啊，实现我们个人的梦想，而是耶稣基督的生命在我们的里面，让我们能够向着主，不再惧怕，不再担忧，甚至至死忠心。
So we see after we reborn through Jesus.We follow Jesus, we do not follow the world, and then we remain faithful till the death.
十二个人门徒，让他们能够靠着主的恩典来跟随主的这位主，也是今天我们同一位要跟随的，来支取恩典的那一位。
And it is the same Lord that the 12 disciples get their strength from. It's the same Lord that we can get today.
我们同样的。可以靠着信心来支取主耶稣基督使我们从头再来重生的恩典。
And through faith, we can do the same thing, which is to start all over again and have the blessing from Jesus.
让我们借着这首诗歌啊，复活得胜主，来再次来宣告我们所信的主是有复活的恩典为我们存留的。
Let's declare that the Lord we believe is the one.Through this hymn.